How's beautiful sunny Yorkshire these time of the year?
It's a bit moist, got to be honest with you, John. It's a bit moist.
Oh, I hope that's not from seepage.
I hope not as well. I hope not as well. Good Lord. So whereabouts are you at the moment? Are you over in LA?
I'm in La La Land, yep.
What's it like out there, John? I would imagine the weather's pretty good there.
Well, I'm happy to say I haven't learned any of the dance moves of that dreadful musical film.
Oh, La La La. I hate that film. I have a real aversion to that film.
Yeah.
Yeah, something wrong with that. You're coming over to Hull. You're playing some gigs with Public Image Limited. I just wanted to ask you about that. And is it good being back on the road again? Is it good being back with the band again?
It's how we survive. This is from live performance. And rather than pack ourselves into large arenas and go stadium rock, it's much more better for us this way, up close and personal. I like to be able to see the people that are interested in what it is we do. And that way, that's that you keep the engine running really well with an endless battery supply of energy. And that's what crowds do. You must never remove yourself from them. They're there for you, and therefore we're there for them.
And do you get a lot? You obviously get a lot of energy out of a live performance. You prefer that to sort of working in a studio.
It's a mental reward.
I can imagine.
It makes me realise that you're human rather than an impersonal pop star. So this is the way I use terms like folk music.
Yeah.
You know, I've never viewed anything I've done as a temporary feature. And it's never been like grab the money and run. Quite the opposite.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
This is the harder way, but it's by far the more rewarding.
Often wonder...
My songs have meaning, they have value, and they affect people in positive ways.
They certainly do. I mean, you look back at the bands you've been involved with Public Image Limited, and of course with the Pistols, and you know, there's very few bands that had such an impact like bands that you've been in, John. What do you put that down to?
Well, I guess I'm lucky that way.
Because, I mean, you look back at the Sex Pistols, and at that time, it effectively changed music in this country forever.
Yeah, but there was no master plan in it. There really wasn't, although many claim there was. For me, I wanted to be a writer. I wanted to be many things, really, but really seen no social way out of the entrapment of the class system in Britain. And along came this offer to sing with this band, and never looked back. I thought, wow, golden opportunity here. I've got all these ideas in my head, and I can put pen to paper, and it be rewarded with the pleasantries of a Sex Pistol quartet. And that being somewhat cynical of it, but... That's basically, there was no bigger plan in it at all. It's just, we never had any ambitions of conquering the world. It's just an opportunity, really, to have a laugh and for me to hone in on the subject matters that mattered to me the most.
Yeah.
So the songs flowed, and I realised that all those years of feeling despondent and abandoned and neglected by society was... I was just waiting for the right thing, and there it was. It's an opportunity to expand what it was I was thinking.
Well, it certainly was a fantastic opportunity. I'm intrigued as well about that first gig that everybody... It's sort of like this sort of seminal gig that most people seem to turn up to in Manchester. But then it's one of those gigs that almost everybody seemed to have been at, but there probably wasn't everybody there.
Well, I would say the Manchester Free Hall was the most honest of all of them, because there was just a lot of people immediately took to forming bands. And And they did so very, very quickly. Whereas I'd say now with the 100 Club in London, it wasn't really the same reaction. Although everybody pretended to be there. But the pretend list in London tended to be people like Mick Jagger, who said he snuck in, or... You know, I've even heard Bob Dylan, and that's just ludicrous.
I love stories like that.
And so there you go. I tend to believe Northerners more than I do Southerners on things like this.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I love that wonderful Northern attitude of speakers are fine.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm so at home with that. That's my culture.
I like what I say.
That's the part of London I come from.
Like what I say, and I say what I bloody well like. That's pretty much the term.
And mean it.
Exactly.
And mean it. And it not be in ignorance. We can all have opinions, but... You know, in order to have one properly and be taken serious, research your information.
Yeah, too right. I did want to ask you about what influences you had growing up. What sort of music that were you listening to that sort of sent you down that sort of track that eventually led to the
everything
Pistols?
Everything and anything.
Really? You had a varied taste.
Never followed a genre, never understood that mentality. It's for me, all of it, please, all across the board. There's good and bad in everything. I just want to hear the good. And I suppose that's what I mean by that. It's the stuff that affects me personally. And lyric writing has always been something I've been attracted to. All my favourite singers tend to, have a few choice phrases in there.
I can imagine they would do. Obviously, you've got the tour this summer. You're starting up at the end of May in Bristol. You go to my hometown,
yep.
Bournemouth, on the 1st of June. That'd be nice. And then you're back up in the north. You're coming to Hull on the 18th of June. This is a big
yep.
tour, John. This is a bit. Are you having to get into sort of like preparation for this now? Are you going into training?
No, listen, you can't. This is, for me, there's no way physically I can prepare, except swimming, which I love to do, and holding my breath. But other than that, you really got to throw yourself in at the deep end and then sink or swim, and that's always been my way.
Yeah.
It's the motivation and the energy really comes from the crowds.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
And so,
hello, Sheffield, buck up your ideas. Start buying tickets.
Yeah, exactly. Get buying tickets because
that's a bit slow. That town. I don't understand why we play such great gigs there.
Yeah. You're playing some.
There are poverty issues.
well, there is that. I mean, do you look at what's happening across the world? You look at the country now, when you look at sort of things like Brexit, and you know the way the sort of country's sort of quite divided, really. What are your thoughts on the current situation over in Blighty?
I'm a logical person. A vote was held, and a vote came in, and that's it.
Yeah. And that's it.
I've not noticed much of a difference since. Have you?
Not really. There's been a lot of talk.
It just seems to be people humming and hawing for the good old days one way or another.
Yeah.
Whether that be before the European Union or during. But either way, nobody seems to want to be looking forward to the great adventures that lay ahead.
Well, exactly. Yeah, the future's going to be different. There's no doubt about that.
Yes, as indeed it should be.
Yeah, too right.
Things got a little boring, and the trouble with it all was both sets of politicians, whether for exiting or staying, were telling lies, as usual.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's very hard to make a valid opinion, and... I kind of tend to go along with the lowest common denominator here. Look, it ain't great. Fuck it.
Exactly right. I think there's no doubt about that. You're in Hull Monday, 18th of June. It's at Asylum at Hull University. It'll be a fantastic gig. Make sure you're getting down there. There's loads of dates on the Summer 8 2018 UK tour. You can find out more information at pilofficial.com. John Lydon, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate your time.
Yeah, peace. Could I just mention we're going to have a box set out in July?
Oh, yeah.
Now, this is really like, if we're talking 40 years of work, there it is. It's all in there, as much as possible for any audience to contain. There's over 6 hours of footage, mostly all unseen. And if you want any idea about what it is I do, if you don't know by now, give that a listen.
That sounds like work.
Pay attention to that, and it will fill you in and inform you. The shitstorm's always been against me, and I like it that way. Because if you're going to spend your life trying to get it right, those that are always getting it wrong on us will never, ever be able to like us. Peace. May the road rise with you, your enemies always be behind you. May they scatter, flatter, batter, and shatter. Peace. If you don't believe in peace, you can peace off.
Oh, that is a perfect way to end an interview with John Lydon. John, thanks for your time.
Who said I wasn't a politician?
You should have gone into it, John. You should have gone into it.
Could never lie. Oh. Not capable.
I would have voted for you. I would have voted for you. John, thanks
well,
for your time.
Know I'd never let you down.
No, you
all
wouldn't.
Right.
Exactly. Thank you so much.
No,
take care.
Not possible. All right.
Bye. See ya.
Out.